The Cary Playwrights Forum presents a podcast in 8 peculiar episodes by Larry Bliss. All great civilizations erect monuments to show the world their daring and might. In the Research Triangle of North Carolina, a gleaming monument will rise to conquer the sky. 160 stories tall, built of quantum welded carbon fiber and titanium, home of 40,000 people and 2,000 businesses. The world will look on it and despair. Erasing the sun with this shadow, it is the Spire.
What brings you to the garage this morning, Pookie?
Now, Betty, you know I only allow that because you're so good at mine. Camry, if word of this gets out...
I'll burn in eternal damnation. I gotcha.
She's burning oil, Betty. I'm a regular now at the auto hut.
I'll get the boys together for the laying on of hands.
There's free invites to the chicken picking and the soul winning cookout for everyone.
Now that's my kind of religion, Reverend.
Morning, Betty.
Oh, didn't see you there, buddy.
Well, Betty, I make it a firm policy to never interrupt a person talking to a fine-looking woman.
Well, sir, that's the kind of over-familiarity that I find strangely charming in a man who looks that good in a suit.
Betty, do the honors, please.
Reverend Graciela Smythwick Summersby of the Freedomer Temple of Abundant Grace and Power-Packed Holiness.
Don't leave out the LLC.
This is Mr. Buddy Buxton, builder of just about everything tall in the triangle.
Only God can lay the foundation, Mr. Buxton.
Well, as a good Baptist, I can only agree, Reverend. Say, that's a right long handle you have there, ma'am. What can I call you for short?
Officially, I'm Graciela, Mr. Buxton.
Or, let's say, don't go there, sugar.
Only the IRS calls me Mr. Buxton, Reverend.
The pleasure's mine, buddy. The key word in that last sentence was pleasure.
Same as usual, buddy?
All change, tire rotation, and check the glove box for loose T-bills. Here's the keys.
I'm on it.
Here's mine. See you later, Betty.
Count on it.
A few of those bonds could help our flock prosper, buddy. You should put on some comfy shoes and come join us next Sunday.
Oh, Reverend Graciela. I'm just one of those white guys who can't jump or dance.
I don't believe it. I sense a certain grace in your carriage to match your good dress sense. Do you get that from your wife?
Sadly, Reverend, my Helena passed away in 2017. My daughter-in-law gets all the credit for my clothes.
I'm so very sorry, buddy. Remember who our comforter is. My friend, I extend my hand in compassion.
Well, I do appreciate that, sister. My, aren't your hands soft and supple?
You flatter me, sir.
Well, Reverend, I am southern bred and given to compliments. Helena used to say I could talk trash to a signpost.
Buddy, I have a brazen idea.
Oh?
Our little spiritual home is looking to expand our parking lot. If you aren't otherwise engaged, perhaps we could discuss it over quiche.
Well, I don't have to be in the office till 11, but I'm afraid quiche disagrees with my system.
Hotcakes, then, at Pancake Universe.
Reverend? I accept in the name of good interdenominational relations. Won't you take my arm as I walk with you?
Old school charm never goes out of style with this woman of the cloth. Lead on, Macduff.
Mac who?
Never you mind, big boy.
Can I bring you anything else, ma'am, sir?
No, but I appreciate your leading off with the women. Your good sense was showing your tip.
Mine too.
Next time, you just ask for Dorita, handsome.
Buddy, you are on fire today with the charisma.
I've seen a few men admiring you too, Reverend.
After a 2-hour conversation, you should be first naming me.
All right, Graciela. You know, we've been going on so long about our families that...
Well, who knew we both grew up on Mulberry Street in Goldsboro?
That we haven't discussed your parking situation at all.
There's no parking situation, buddy.
There isn't.
No. We added on just last year, and it suits us just fine.
Oh, then the purpose of our conversation...
is unfolding even as we speak.
I'm not sure...
Exercise your imagination.
I don't have that much imagination.
I have enough for both of us. Ebony and Ivory live together in perfect harmony. Notice anything unusual, my dear?
Well, now that you mention it, I feel a pointy object sliding up my calf.
That's the tip of my right foot. Wearing a charming little number I picked up for a song at the church thrift store.
I see, Graciela.
Call me Pookie. I reserve that for my closest friends.
Isn't this covered in some sort of a commandment, Pookie?
We're neither of us married, big boy. And since I'm ordained, I give myself what my Catholic friends would call a dispensation.
But what would my daughter-in-law say?
She would say you're about to be a very lucky man.
You know, your foot, now it feels like a hand. And it's on my thigh.
And the balls are in your court, buddy. What's the Holy Spirit telling you?
Wow.
Don't take too long. The wind blows where she will, and sometimes the Spirit changes her mind.
Becky, there's been a new development with the project.
A fun new offer.
Cancel all my meetings for today.
I work out, buddy. A lot.
Cancel tomorrow's too, Becky. Well, just email me the proposals and I'll lick them over. I'll look them over. ASAP. Bye.
I don't think you'll be reading emails for a goodly while, my man. Let's go.
Wow.
Cat got your tongue.
Well, I'm not what you'd call a potty mouth, but I gotta tell you.
Hot
damn!
Oh my, oh my. Please excuse us, dear listeners. We have technical difficulties here in Podcast Central due to steamy microphones. Now let's listen into some classified thoughts.
This is the Deep Journal of Brad Satterwhite. How did I ever get involved with a company? One day I'm sitting in a classroom at UNC listening to a woman drone on and on about the fluid dynamics in an incomprehensible accent, and then this matchbook with a telephone number lands at my feet. I call the number, answer a few prompts, endure a shitload of elevator music, and 18 months later, I'm a spook. An AFC, activate for future contingency. In other words, a sleeper, lying in wait for God only knows what. It's my own fault. I used to play at being James Bond when I was a kid. I had the toy gun with the silencer and the leather holster. Well, leatherette. I saw all the movies and bought the magazines. I wanted to screw a Bond girl, even though I wasn't quite sure what screwing was. I was shy around girls, so I thought if I was glamorous, they'd go out with me. I didn't think I was attractive without Bond. Even when I was named one of the Durham Dish's 10 sexiest men in Durham, I didn't really believe it. When I asked Drew out, I had to work up my courage by saying, Bond, James Bond, to myself before I spoke to her. She was just so beautiful. I was sure she'd bust out laughing, but instead, she said yes. When I finally kissed her, I thought she'd back away, but she didn't. She just said, "Took you long enough." That's her gift, being funny when I'm all pins and needles. It started out as a liberal guy's fantasy of being with a black girl, but as I got to know her, she became important because of who she is. She is just so kind. At the bar, she kids around with everyone, and when someone's an asshole, she kids around even harder. And she's so smart. People like their bartender to be a little less smart than they are, so she tries to play down her intelligence, except with me. With me, she keeps me on my toes. Whenever she touches me, I feel calm. Next to her is where I should be. So, of course, I haven't told her about my covert assignment. I know things that could get us killed or disappeared. I don't want to lose her. Us. I can't let her get caught in the backwash. I told my handler this, and he just laughed and said, "You can have a mistress, but remember, you're married to us." 2 days ago, I got a text at the bar from a contact of mine in the aerospace industry. She keeps me abreast of new developments, the off-budget technology we're not supposed to know about. Someone with triangle connections is about to break ground on some kind of a structure to be built in the southeast. Later, she sent me a few of the specs. The implications are staggering. After I memorized and destroyed it, I walked around for 2 hours in a daze. Every man, woman, and child I passed, every animal, every blade of grass could have its life altered forever. A gateway to the stars. A free ride to the galactic core with a launch pad right in our backyard. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. The language is somewhat ambiguous. But I can't divulge these speculations to my handlers. It's just way too sensitive. I wasn't prepared for this when I signed up. It feels very much not right, knowing I have to keep this from Drew. And frankly, I'm afraid. If this came to fruition, it will change everything. Our way of life, our assumptions, our beliefs. It will be a different, unpredictable world, and Drew could get lost in it. It's so ironic. The agency's mission is to protect our way of life, but it could be sitting on something that will destroy it, as surely as smallpox killed the Mayans. I hate irony. End of file. Encrypt in 3, 2, 1.
Not too far away, someone else reflects on their fortunes.
Journal entry for Dr. Anika Allen Cavendish. Encrypt in 3, 2, 1. I'll never go to that dog park again. I was out there this afternoon having lunch out under the trees, replying to emails from my students. As usual, they devised novel and poignant explanations for the lateness of their projects. I was almost through when this little yap dog started to hump my leg. It was a female yap dog. I'm being molested by a gender-fluid dog, I thought. I yelled and shooted away, but it turned around and got right back to work. I looked around for the owner, but no one was in sight. I thought, I'm an assistant professor of astrophysics at a Tier 1 research university, a personal friend of Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I've been chosen as the love object of a horny canine. Does it get any weirder than this? I think not.
Anika, you wouldn't know weird if it bit you on the behind. What's
with this phone?
You're with this phone, silly.
Is this some kind of survey? Who are you? How did you break into this device? It's supposed to be secure.
Security is hard to come by in a quantum world, Anika.
How do you know my name? Who in Sam hell are you?
I have so very many names. In English, I am called the Unknown One.
This has got to be one of Freddy Bergstrom's pranks. Enough's enough, Freddy. You can release my phone now.
Oh, lighten up. not going to hurt you or even play with your paradigm.
Do I have a choice in listening to you?
Choice is a relative term. Let's just say I'm semi-predeterminate, extrusion of your own cognition.
All right, just get it over with. I have work to do.
Okie dokie.
How old are you, little girl? 7? 8?
I multiply them by 10 to the 6th.
Are you naturally annoying, or did you take lessons?
Hush now, listen up. You're the only one who'll know what I'm about to tell you. In exactly 2 weeks, you will see something amazing in the constellation of Sagittarius.
You've got the wrong specialty, little girl. I'm not an empiricist. I don't look through telescopes.
Better change specialties quick. Don't worry. You won't need a fancy instrument. Store-bought will do.
What will I see? When do I look?
A. You'll know when you see them. And B. I just downloaded the time coordinates, plus right ascension and declination into your phone's memory.
That's all you're telling me?
That's all you need.
What's the point of all this?
Stars bright. Stars bright. Biggest stars I see tonight. Well, you will take us all to flight.
What?
Stars bright. Stars bright.
I heard you, little Miss Rhymer. What does it mean?
That would be telling.
Telling who?
So many questions.
I have a right to know.
You have a right to nothing. Your world, your nations, your existential demands are a breath in the hurricane. We live on a scale you can't begin to imagine. Don't fuck with us.
I'm being F-bombed by a second grader?
Open your mind. I'm doing you a favor. You and your kind are on a precipice. You'd best dial back.
Dial what back? Start making sense.
Good reference. I like that band, too.
What precipice?
Between the idea and the reality, between the motion and the act, falls the shadow. T.S. Eliot. You should read him. Pretty smart considering he's born from DNA.
I read him too. Stop patronizing me.
I'm very sorry.
Huh.
I truly am. Your kind, every once in a while, touches the stars. Oh, look. Time to go. It's been fun, but I need it elsewhere. Remember, time code 2019.12.13, Zulu 2022 at 38.377 seconds. Be there.
Jesus H. Christ! Blessed Buddha! Vishnu! What the hell was all of that? Strange. My palms are sweating. That's a first. This calls for decisive action. This calls for a banana daiquiri. Maybe two. Nika Cav ending file in 3, 2, 1.
That was
delectable, sugar.
God, yes. I haven't felt that good in a long while.
Since Helena?
Leave her out of this.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry to snap, honey. You are magnificent. A goddess incarnate.
And you more than rose to the occasion, just like I'd hoped.
Has it been a long time for you two?
Too long. Not since the divorce.
Pookie, I'm asking, since you're a woman of the cloth...
You see any cloth on me?
Yeah, but Pookie, did we just commit a sin?
You guys and your guilt.
Did we just commit a sin?
Love is on short supply these days, darling. With all the troubles of the world, do you really think God has time to keep score?
What, is this love then?
Oh, buddy, you are so sweet and naive. Let's just enjoy each other and worry about labels later. All you gotta know is you took me to a wonderful place. I haven't been in a long while. You made me sing inside, doll.
Yeah, I heard you. And so did the neighbors and the guys with the blowers.
And I want a return ticket.
I could arrange that. You know, Pookie, when I was a kid, I had a dream.
You pick a strange time to quote MLK.
Well, it's not that. When I was growing up, me and my pals really liked, you know, really liked...
The Mocha Chicks?
Well, yeah.
So, nature moves where she will, and we darker gals have a lot going on.
Lord, yes. Am I your first, you know...
Buddy, this is 2019. You're allowed to talk about white folks and black folks. It's an established fact. And no, you are not my first white man.
Oh, darn.
You think you're my first pale drink of water? I was pretty hot back then, still am.
Don't I know it? Our friend is happy again.
Anyway, you don't have to uphold the reputation of white men everywhere.
Good thing. It's all I can do to hold my friend down there.
He's a good friend. You want another bout of friend-making, Mr. Buxton?
I would love to, but he needs his rest.
Okay. How about I make some coffee?
Second best idea you had all afternoon, Reverend.
So tell me, big guy, what else did you dream of in those days besides Pam Grier?
Hey, she was a serious actress.
And the clothes taking off was just icing on the cake, huh?
Well, of course. But I did have another dream. This one's coming true.
That's good. Let's sit at the table and you can tell me all about it. It'll be ready in 5. So, Buddy's big dream.
Okay. I was what you'd call a fussy kid. Cried a lot when I wanted attention.
You and the entire human race, my man. We all cried about something.
Well, my parents discovered I liked to build things. Toy houses, streets, roads, cars, you know, that sort of thing.
Kind of like now.
I guess so. I went through a lot of building sets. Lincoln Logs, of course.
The logs that freed the slaves.
Say what?
Just being a smartass. Keep going.
I mean, I like the Lincoln Logs okay, but I kept wanting to go higher. Way up. Like the skyscrapers on TV.
Goldsboro wasn't no high-rise community, was it?
No, ma'am. My favorite show was The Man from U.N.C.L.E. There was always a shot of the New York skyline.
Napoleon Solo. I remember him. Funny how that secret headquarters had big windows for everyone to see in.
Yeah. One day, my daddy brought in this big red and blue box. It said on it, American Skyline.
Never heard of it.
Well, it wasn't famous like the Super City sets, but it was very architectural. It had these column pieces, 3 to a 4. It looked like stonework. It also had these slotted panels with bars and grooves running from top to bottom. I didn't know back then, but they were designed like those buildings in Chicago. For my money, Chicago's skyscrapers beat the hell out of New York ones. They were designed by the great Louis Sullivan. That guy came up with more great buildings than anyone.
You're getting over my head, literally.
I guess I got my preach on a little bit, huh?
It's your passion. Like your buildings now.
Well, I got one in the pipeline that'll blow everyone away.
Do tell.
Not yet. The great thing about American Skyline was the floors. They were made of this waxy plastic with brown and white checkerboards. They fit perfectly into the buildings as you kept going up. You could look in them and pretend you could see a real office.
You had quite an imagination, as you proved earlier. How do you take your coffee?
Black, thanks.
Tell me more.
You could actually pick them up and carry them around. There was one in the catalog that took about 2,000 pieces from 4 kits. That was my ambition, to build my version of the Empire State Building.
And did you?
Well, it took a while, but I did. I had to throw two or three fits to get Daddy to buy more kits. About wore out my lungs. Me and my best friend Benny set to working when we got all the parts. I got mad at Benny a few times because he kept breaking the column pieces.
Boys will be boys.
But when we finished, it was something to see. 3.5 feet tall. Daddy took a picture of it for the scrapbook.
I can tell you were proud. I can hear it in your voice.
I was proud.
What happened to it?
Life happened. Mom and Dad split up. I moved to Raleigh, and somewhere in the move, it was thrown out.
What a shame.
I was sad for days.
Childhood losses are as tough as adult ones, sometimes tougher.
You're a wise woman, Pookie.
Got it like I got everything, the hard way.
So, I took engineering at State and got into the construction business. Took some business courses, too. I mean, figured they'd come in handy.
I guess so. The Durham Dish says you're the richest man in the triangle.
Oh, they like to get all high and mighty on me and make people think I'm a bad guy because I'm a developer. They don't know, and they don't care to know how damn hard I work to get to where I am.
I do.
Well, I appreciate that, Pookie. More than you know.
We're all just children of God, buddy. If you got your wealth fairly, I have no reason to judge you.
I try to be a good man, Pookie. God knows I fail sometimes, and it wasn't always so good to my family.
He knows.
But I try.
I got skeletons in my closet, too.
I thought you preacher folks was pure.
We just let on like we are.
Well, you weren't so pure an hour ago.
Neither were you.
So, the new project I got.
Yes.
It's gonna be huge. Biggest thing around. I'll put the triangle on the map.
I thought we were already on the map.
This'll redraw that map, Pookie. It's gonna make history.
You got that kid look in your eye again. Tell me more.
I better not. Not till we have the press conference.
I'll be watching.
You better. Damn, that's mine. I thought I turned it off. Mind if I take it?
No video, please.
Wouldn't that be a sight? Yeah? You got her on board? Sure, I'll do the interview. Listen, I'm not alone. Let me call you later. No, I don't know when. Bye. Sorry.
No problem, big guy. Hey, has your friend down there had his beauty rest?
Let me check. Hello? Hello?
Oh, you silly man.
You ready? Good. He says he is in tip-top shape.
I like it. I can tell he does, too. What do you say, Mr. Buxton? Feel like doing some earth-moving for your next project?
Ooh, you betcha. Come on over here and gig in.
Well, once again, your expectations have been crushed, yet here we are. The Spire is made possible by the Memodyne Group Particle Accelerator Laboratory. At Memodyne GPAL, we take itsy-bitsy pieces of matter with weird names and throw them at the wall higgly-piggly. Why? Because we can. As always, this has been a Martin Quinn production of excellence.
Dear listeners, stay tuned for a special treat as members of the ultra-talented cast and crew of The Spire introduces themselves to you, the unsuspecting audience.
Okay, and in that vein, what I decided to do, keep it running. Mm-hmm. I asked everybody on the cast to do a little description of themselves, just sort of an informal thing in the form of answering questions. So what I've got is just a little thing everyone's done. Mm. My name is, I play, and that's your play or your role in The Spire.
Okay. My name is Kenneth Hinton. I play the narrator in The Spire. I was born in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm the son of Sharon Hinton. My last role was narrator in Durham Black Nativity. I love theater because acting is believing.
All right.
My name is Sandra Wallace-Smith,
and I play Reverend Smithwick Summersby, also known as Reverend Pookie. I was born in North Carolina, Lumberton, North Carolina. I am the daughter of Raymond and Margaret Wallace. My last role was Elizabeth Coakley with the Odyssey Theater. I love theater because there's a sense of camaraderie. I enjoy being on stage, and like others, I like being different people.
We'll make it a pregnant pause.
I know, right?
All right.
Any words? Good.
My name is Joe Campo. I play Buddy Buxton. I was born in Napoleonville, Louisiana. I am the son of Leroy and Delta Campo. My last role was Alex in The Signal for the Carrie Barplays 5.0. I love theater.
You love theater, okay. That's wonderful.
I love being in the theater because it lets me be somebody else for just a minute.